air and right. some mold and mildew smells and stuff. So we figure, okay, we put this ozone generator in to basically mask the smell.
Yeah, and that's just it. When you're generating from a specific area, and that's why when we look at building science, especially with dehumidification, we're looking at cubic volume air exchange.
Right.
And that's not what these ozone generators do. There isn't an air flow that is strong enough to create. So, you know, where the generator is, if you put it in that room, where do you think the strongest levels of ozone are going to be at?
In that room.
So yep. You can't have one of these and think that your whole home is now being sought out by this ozone that's being generated, and you know the mold in my basement is in back in this storage room is going to be taken care of. Absolutely right. not.
And you know, like you mentioned before, you can have too much of this.
Yes,
you can have way too much of this, and I've seen the effects of that. So
yeah.
But when we sleep, you know, if we've got these stupid things in our bedroom,
You know, we want you to understand that, you know,
something done.
Yeah, you may want to consider, you know, having a long-term permanent repair made, or at least have us out so we can identify what's going on. You know, these are the present conditions that we've experienced this year, and for what they're saying, or at least anticipating, with this kind of weather pattern staying the same, it's going to do nothing but increase.
Well, and, you know, I'm with you. You know, if you have any issues, you need to call Midwest Basement Systems. I don't know how they predict this stuff. I don't know what they base it on. Because, you know, if they can't predict what's going to happen next week, how can they predict what's going to happen 6 months from now?
It's voodoo science to me. No, yeah. I shouldn't say it that way. No, you know, they're not wrong
all the time.
No, that's just it. They're not wrong all the time. And, you know, but if this is the pattern we're in, if this is that cycle of change that, you know, we heard for so long, you know, this Ice Age is coming back, or we're not going to have this, we're not going to have that. Now it's environmental climate change instead of the warming trends that we've
right.
you know, all the polar caps are going to melt and we're going to be flooded and blah blah blah. You know, I think Mother Nature has its own set of patterns that it goes through. I think we're pretty right. good about being able to predict when the hurricane seasons are based on the weather patterns and how the Earth's rotation is and whatever else. So if they're even anywhere near what we've been experiencing, I will tell you, foundations and the repairs and movement that we've been seeing, it's going to increase.
If the trend continues.
So.
Now, if you we're out at in Waterloo, Iowa.
We are. The National Cattle Congress is going on this weekend. So if you were thinking about something to do and didn't mind a little bit of a drive from at least the Metro Des Moines area, the National Cattle Congress is going on. It's on Ainsboro Avenue. They've got a big website. If you go to, you can do a Google search. But mm-hmm. we at Midwest Basement Systems are up there. We've got a booth, and we're talking to customers about problems they're having in their homes, problems they're having with their foundations. And we'd be more than happy to say hi, stop in, see us. We're going to have several people there
right.
at our booth.
And my understanding is this is kind of like the fair. I mean, it's they've got everything there, something for if you like stick mounted food.
Yeah,
there you
they've got that cow on a stick or something. I don't know. They've got concerts going on. You're right. There's a couple of events that happen after the Iowa State Fair because I think people think the fair season is over with when mm-hmm. that happens. It's not. They're the Clay County Fair up in Spencer is usually in September, and that's a I grew up in North Central Iowa, so that's where I went. You know, parents always took me to the Clay County Fair, and way back when. And boy, I'm going to date myself if I say some of the the people that we saw, singing there.
Let's just suffice it to say you're old.
I'm old when Jim Nabors was, one of the people that was on that my parents used to like to go see. But
enough about your boring history.
A very large event, and the Waterloo National Cattle Congress is that type of an event.
Right.
So there's a lot of people, a lot of things to do and a lot of things to see. I was up setting up the booth earlier this week, and there's a lot of neat things. So
nice.
Feel free to if you're in that area, please stop on in, say hi to us.
Yeah. Now, last week we did a lot of talking about ozone generation.
And
I threw the challenge out there. You know, if anybody has anything that they disagree with anything I'm saying, you're more than welcome to sit down and talk with us. You're more than welcome to come on the show. You're more than welcome to at least give us your point of view Well, we didn't get any of that. But we did do, you know, you and I, Rod, I don't think people realize how much time and effort goes into preparing for this show.
It is amazing. Yeah. You know, it's equal to but not less than.
Almost none. No, I'm just kidding. But, you know, I did a lot of research on this, and we actually have there's startup companies here in town. Mm-hmm. Some of them good, some of them bad. And next week we're going to talk quite a bit about ozone generation, how to properly ventilate a basement, filtration, stuff like that. This week, fortunately, we actually have a guy that contacted me, not through because he heard me insult him on this show, but we've got the Fresh Start by Prompt Care.
Yes,
fella.
And Gary Hull's coming in here in a little bit, and we're going to have him kind of explain to us and to you, the listeners, the process that they have brought or are now introducing into the Midwest.
Right.
I think they've been in the area, and I think Gary will talk about this also, about 4 months. So it's relatively new.
But, you know, I also want to get to the point, it's not it's not the same thing, okay? We're not talking about just ozone generation.
That's correct.
Here, because a lot of people even refer to this stuff as voodoo science, and it just doesn't work. And there's something to that, too, because a lot of times it just doesn't work.
Right.
Ozone is a product that Mother Nature gives us to break down harmful things in our atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
It happens through UV rays from the sun. It happens through lightning bolts and various things. There are these little things that a lot of people put in their homes that are we consider to be ozone generators.
Right.
And we're going to review some of these next week. And they sit there and they let them sit there and run, and they're sitting next to them. And the part of the problem is ozone is kind of a poison. You got to think about it that way. Its job is to break things down. Its job is to kill things. Sitting there breathing it all day is a very, very bad idea.
Yeah.
Okay. And it happens every day. We go into houses and basements every day where they're trying to mask the smells of things.
Right.
And with an ozone generator, if you've got it set up high enough, you could have a decomposing corpse in the other room and not smell it. That does not mean that decomposing corpse is not there. It just means that the ozone is being sent out and it's freshening, if you will, or attacking the particles in the air.
Right. Ozone's given to us as a natural phenomena to be able to take care of, and how Mother Nature kind of intended things to break down. But when you're artificially producing it in an enclosed or environment, and that's what I'm going to say, if you're creating this in your home, and you don't know what the parts per million of the ozone is. Yeah, too much of a good thing is a bad thing.
Yeah, I mean, are you getting rid of something harmful like mold spores and stuff and replacing it with something that's even worse for you?
Yeah, exactly.
Because it's not healthy. As human beings, we cannot walk around breathing high percentages of ozone.
Right. You know, and I think I mentioned this last year or last week was that when we talked about medicines, medicines to treat a certain condition or symptom, mm-hmm. are helpful. But you take too much of it, it's harmful. I mean, that's the kind of that same analogy that, water in and of itself is very non-harmful. But too much water, you drink too much water, your body will reject and start to, you'll have ill effects of it. I mean, it's that simple.
And, I was listening to the radio the other day. I'm not going to say what station. Wasn't this one.
Okay.
But, they were actually advertising a product or a startup company that had several things, and they were advertising it as drying up a basement. That's what prompted me because, it's our business to figure out who else is out there.
Yeah.
So I looked up their website and everything, and I was astonished because some of these products are things that we talk about on this show that couldn't get rid of moisture if they wanted to. There's not designed for that purpose.
Right. Right.
And we're gonna go to that next week. We're going to talk about that more next week. But this actually is a station that we advertise on, and more than likely we will pull our advertising off until they get this other company off there. Not because I'm afraid of this other company, but because I don't want to be confused with some kind of, as you make the comment, Rod, voodoo science that couldn't possibly work. You know, I mean, hey,
well, there's too much building science to prove right. that things like this.
But you know, I heard this company on the radio, and I had them come out, and they claimed to be able to dry up a basement. Now, you know, if I'm on the same station making the same claim, but I can actually do it,
right?
The last thing we want is to be confused.
Yes.
So
no, you're absolutely correct.
And you know, earlier in our conversation today, you were telling me about a company that sold these very same products.
Yes.
And went out of business. And now somebody else has picked up these products.
Picked up the ball and trying to run with it. And sure, yeah. there's always going to be a market for somebody to try and sell something. But, you know, I understand their premise of what they believe. But, you know, over and over and over again, I'm going to tell you, you know, there's too much evidence against
right.
the claims that are being made
yeah.
That people would see a – that huge of a change in their environment or in their home that this is the only thing they need to do.
Right.
So,
hey, we're going to get to a break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Gary from Fresh Start.
Yep.
And I really kind of like what he's going after. So
yeah,
it's
this is
different.
A completely different process.
Right. So don't go nowhere. We'll be right back with more Around the House. All righty, welcome back, Iowa. You're listening to Around the House, and as promised, we have Gary Hull in here from Prompt Care, and he's got a system that he calls Fresh Start. And how's it going, Gary?
It's going great. Thank you for having me on. Good.
Thanks for coming in. Now, you have a very interesting product, and just so you know, as I told you before, we spend a great deal of time on this radio show bashing the whole ozone generation industry and their products and services and the fact that how harmful they are.
Right.
And in my conversations with you, it was great to find out that you really kind of agree with me.
Absolutely.
And so you've got a new product, new to me.
Yes.
And, you know, and again, I want to go on record as saying I've not been in a home where you've had this product, but I'm going to.
Sure.
Because you've offered up a great offer to me that I can go find a house
mm-hmm.
that has mold, mildew, pet dander, whatever,
yes.
and you'll come in and treat the house, and I can see the effects firsthand, and I'm going to do that, and then we're going to report on that.
Good.
But why don't you explain your process to us?
Okay. It's a very natural process, and I like to say we create radically clean homes, interiors, not just homes, but offices as well. And I don't use that term radical lightly because what we do is use hydroxyl radicals. Hydroxyl radicals are nature's sanitizers. They're naturally occurring molecules in the atmosphere that destroy pollutants. We recreate those hydroxyl radicals on an interior.
So this is not just ozone.
No, it's not ozone at all. No, it's a much more powerful oxidizer that eliminates at the molecular level all of the components that create odors and allergies and viruses and bacteria. What we are doing is molecular science. We are eliminating the viability of, at the molecular level, all of the components that cause odors and viruses and bacteria. So we're destroying them, basically turning all of those things into molecular dust, and they just disappear.
Okay. So when you go in to treat a house, let's say Rod, because he doesn't care how clean his house is.
Oh, boy.
There's mold, mildew, pet dander, all this other stuff there.
Yeah.
So explain your process when you come in. How do you create these?
Okay. We have patented equipment, and that's what really sets us apart. We are not introducing any new chemicals, any new volatile organic compounds, no new bleaches. There's no residue after we're done. So we have two devices. One creates a hydrogen peroxide vapor. The other creates ultraviolet light. Those two combined create hydroxyl radicals. And so we are able to decontaminate anywhere in your home that air goes. So anywhere air goes, we go, and we decontaminate your home. And so, for example, one pair of those devices will cover about 1,500 square feet within your home. So depending upon the size of the home or depending upon the size of the business will determine the number of pairs of devices that we use to decontaminate that indoor space. But we're not only getting the surface of where you reside, but all inside the HVAC units and furnaces and air conditioning systems and so forth. So we are truly decontaminating and eliminating the viability of all of these interior pollutants everywhere that the air goes within your home. And so it's very effective, and we are knocking down any of those pollutants to ground zero, so it's a long time before they reappear that to cause you further health problems as time goes on.
And now one of the things I liked about our conversation earlier was that you're not selling this as a service to treat the cause of these problems.
No.
You know, if there's a roof leak and it's creating a mold problem or a whatever's happening, okay,
right.
You got a leaky sink or whatever and it's creating mold, you got to fix that problem.
Absolutely. That's the first thing out of our mouth.
Basement.
That's right. That's the first thing that we inform people is you have to fix the source of the water intrusion, whatever the source of the contamination is. Have to fix that first. However, as you know, when you have mold spores, and they go everywhere. And
right.
So you fix that water intrusion, then we come in and decontaminate, eliminate the viability of all of those mold spores so that they're not a problem going forward.
And just to be clear, this is not a machine of some sort that you're selling people. This is a service. You're bringing your machinery in.
That's right.
The house has to be evacuated.
Yeah. What we do
– it's not safe for people to walk around and breathe.
That's true. The hydroxyl radicals will harm your lungs. And so we will go into an interior space. And in the course of typically 3 to 5 hours, maybe more depending upon the condition, we will be able to eliminate all of those pollutants. But no one can be in the home while we're doing it. No one, or anything with lungs, actually. Pets or birds, anything like that, cannot be in the home while we are treating our process. And we're very safe. We post warnings on all of the entrances to the interior, letting people know that these hydroxyl radicals are occurring at a high level. Do not enter. But as soon as we're done, half an hour later, it's perfectly safe to enter your home. As a matter of fact, one of the things we often recommend is to leave out fresh fruits and vegetables that you're going to eat the skin of, because it will eliminate the bacteria on those fresh fruits and vegetables as well as it will on your houseplants. So you may find your houseplants thriving after our treatment is taking place. So we are not leaving behind any machines. This isn't anything associated with ozone. This is just a patented process that we do as a service inside your home that has a lasting effect.
Nice. So you've done several here in the Des Moines area.
We've done several in Des Moines, and we've done thousands in Southern California where our business originated. We've had this patented process since 2008. And we have done all types of homes, businesses, colleges, you name it. We've treated everything from bacteria and allergens to forest fire, smoke damage to skunk odors. We even did a 1.3 million cubic foot library of antiquities in the Los Angeles area, because all of the old books had mold and mildew on them, and we were able to go in and eliminate all of those, all of that mold and all of those bacteria from those ancient books inside that large area. So, yeah, we've been doing this effectively in a lot of different locations for a long time.
Huh. Well, you know, and one of the things I like is you know, you don't overpromise this. We had a discussion actually the other day, I think, about, you know, smoke, like people cigarette smoking.
Yeah, that's one of the most difficult situations that we run into, because what we do is we tear apart at the molecular level carbon and sulfur-based molecules. Well, the smoke, tobacco smoke, is a very complex hydrocarbon, and it's difficult to tear apart. And it is absorbed into the home's walls or everywhere else that smoke goes. And so it may take one, maybe two, maybe three treatments before we're able to get all of that complex hydrocarbon chains destroyed and the smoke odor eliminated. because it's just a very tough environment. And we find that, you know, a lot of people will try different types of effects, different types of solutions, and it has a tendency to encapsulate those hydrocarbons so we can't get to it. And
meaning they paint over
the
wall.
Yeah, they paint over it, or they use some sort of cleaner or some sort of disinfectant or some sort of something to cover up the odors. And it does and cover it up, but it makes it very, very difficult for us to get to. So we are always you know, cautious and letting people know what to expect and when we go in there. But we're much more effective more often than we are not.
So if you go into some place and you cannot eliminate the odors, you prescribe doing it a second time or?
Yeah, typically what we have found is that we can penetrate into surfaces, absorbent surfaces, up to a micron or two when we do our treatment. Sometimes smoke, if a person has smoked in their house, that will go penetrate 3 and 4 microns. So we'll do a treatment, and then 7 to 10 days later, that absorbed smoke odor will reestablish itself. It'll seep out of the walls. And so we go back and we can do it again.
So when – and I'm just trying to play devil's advocate here. Because the smoke thing is a horribly offensive smell.
Yes.
And matter of fact, Rod and I were on a motorcycle ride some time ago, and we stayed at a hotel. It was one of these little travel lodge, whatever, you know, where it's like a motel kind of thing. And – we were, I think, both so overwhelmed. You know,
we were in separate rooms, and both of these rooms were horribly.
You know, the walls were yellow. And
yes.
So would you recommend somebody actually goes in and cleans these walls off, tries to get rid of the yellow? And before you get there or what?
Well, actually, it's best for us to treat prior to any sort of painting over or anything like that, because as close as we can get to those hydrocarbon chains, the better we are. So anything we can get to before you cover it up with anything else is better, is going to be more effective treatment.
So don't clean the walls.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, hey, we got to get to a break real quick. Have you got a little bit more time to stick around?
I do. Thank you.
Okay. We'll be right back with more Around the House. All righty. Welcome back, Iowa. You're listening to Around the House, and we've got Gary here from Prompt Care, and he's got a Fresh Start system that he's using to basically sanitize the house. Now, before we went to break, we were talking about the smoke, and one of the things you brought up on the break was, you know, people make the mistake of coming in and using like Kills Primer or something and really locking it in.
It does. It locks it in and makes it difficult for us to get to it.
So do you ever have a situation where if somebody truly wants to get rid of the smell, they got to gut the room?
That's happened. Yeah, of course that's happened. And it depends upon how long someone has smoked in the room and what they've done to the walls to cover it all up. But, yeah, it's nasty stuff.
I was talking to somebody the other day. I mean, this is a different situation altogether. But, you know, they had they got ready to remodel a room, and there was like 4 layers of wallpaper.
Yeah.
So, you know, and once they got through all this wallpaper, they found that they were actually – it was an older farmhouse.
Mm-hmm.
They were actually two, like, slatted wood. Not lath, but, you know, like 1x4s, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so they ended up having to completely redo the whole thing.
Wow.
But now tell me what this does for the indoor allergens.
Okay. Well, it's very, very effective against allergens, viruses, bacteria. Eliminates those very quickly, because the leading cause of indoor allergies is dust mite droppings, and we eliminate the viability of all of that. So typically most people will have an accumulation of months, if not years, of dust mite droppings and dust mites themselves, and those all feed on the dander that falls off of us and pets, our dead skin and so forth. So we can knock down the offending allergens or those dust mite droppings to ground zero, and it takes a long time for them to come back to be a health problem.
If you could elaborate on that, because as we know, the number one indoor allergen is dust mite droppings.
Yep.
and we know that they're not living anyways. So I guess I'm not following what you're saying when you talk about knocking them down. Are you talking about, what are they, poof in the air and they're just gone? Or what? We're not talking about magic here.
No, but what we are talking about is, okay, so actually inside the dust mite droppings, there are enzymes inside the protein inside the dust mite droppings. So remember, we're working at a molecular level. So what we do is we cause the enzyme to be non-viable. So we kill that enzyme inside the protein inside the dust mite dropping. So we are eliminating the cause of that allergenic health problem to appear. So we're not covering up. We're destroying it. We're disintegrating it, turning it into molecular dust. Oxygen and carbon, inert carbon and oxygen, and it just kind of disappears. And so that's what we mean by not covering up but actually eliminating the cause. Same thing is true with viruses. We eliminate their viability. So your home is going to be very healthy. If you bring us in to treat for allergens, you're going to remove all of the odors. If you bring us in to treat for odors, you're going to be removing all of the allergens and the dust mite droppings and everything else. So it's a very effective method of eliminating all of those things in one fell swoop.
Well, I guess that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, the science behind this was designed or at least started how long ago?
Well, we've been working on the science for probably since 2001. We got our patent in 2008. We have a patent on this process with 33 different embodiments, and that means 33 different types of applications that we can use this in. And so it's the difficult part was being able to reproduce the hydroxyl radicals. When we were able to achieve that, that's when we got our patent, and that's why our process is different than everybody else's out there. It's unique.
And Tim and I have found this over time also is that, you know, introducing building science to people sometimes is difficult
sure.
at best because, you know, a lot of the things that people have been taught over time, you know, the old wives' tales of how to handle things, you know, what you should, you know, what will or will not kill mold, you know, just – once we've been able to, you know, explain to them that, you know, the root cause of why mold is growing is the, you know, where you have to start at.
Yes.
So when we're talking about things at a molecular level, most people don't have the understanding. So it's been a very good learning experience for me to hear the kind of process that's being brought in because it is new to Iowa.
It is.
But right. I would have to think that most people are kind of like, we want to know why. You know, you can't just come in and say, because it does.
Right.
Well, what does that mean? You know, so bringing it down to that molecular level, I agree with Rod on that. You know, somebody has to make sense of something. Otherwise, you know, we can't incorporate it in the rest of the building science.
Right. And that's what I said. So to have this, and I asked a lot of questions when we first met about, you know, cubic volume air exchange and how, you know, how you're able to actually spread this process out to hit all the areas, you know, of your home that would make that effect.
Yes.
Because, you know, I've told this story on the air before. I had a customer I went out to who had mold growing in certain areas of her home, and then she had a dehumidifier and had the humidistat gauge sitting on top of the dehumidifier saying it's impossible for mold to grow in my house because, you know, I have 35% relative humidity. And I grabbed the humidistat gauge, put it underneath her steps where the mold was growing, and I said, we'll get back to that here in a minute. You know, and it was just the understanding of the environmental conditions are different 8 feet apart.
Right.
And
right.
So, you know, with this, it's people have to understand it's, you know, where one area of your home that seems to be so heavily inundated with some of these odors, maybe because that's the area where the pets are, you know, this not only can treat those areas, it can treat the other areas based on the process that you're using. So,
yeah, and, you know, what we do when we do a treatment for a business or a home is we always put on the circulation system, the fan on, And the air conditioner off, so that we are just getting volume of air moving, and so we are, if you will, our hydroxyl radicals are taking a ride on the air everywhere that your air goes, and so we ask people to open up their drawers, open up their closets, spread apart their clothes, take off their bedding off their bed, so we can get everywhere air gets, and the more we can do that, the more effective the treatment is going to be, and it will get everywhere.
And that makes sense. Like, you know, open up the cupboards because, you know, what's underneath the cupboard may have been leaking and now there's a little mold down there or something.
Mm-hmm. Right. Exactly.
But, you know, back to the underlying issue, and we were talking a little bit about basements, you know, as it applies to our purpose.
Sure.
You know, we get into basements all the time where there's just mold, you know, and it's because the basement's been leaking.
Yes.
And so we'll cure the water problem, but that doesn't really fix the – there's already mold. I mean, you have to – the mold is the symptom of the water.
Right.
So after we're done, you know, a guy could have you come in, treat the building.
Yes.
Get rid of any mold that maybe couldn't have been wiped down or whatever because maybe it was in a spot that – nobody's hand would fit, for lack of a better term.
Exactly. That's exactly right. And we heard an interesting analogy the other day. I was talking to a guy, and he said, oh, I get it. He said mold remediation takes you down to the – traditional mold remediation takes you down to the 30-yard line. You guys take it over the goal line. And I said, yeah, that's exactly right. Traditional mold remediation, if you're 70 or 75% effective, you've passed the standards to make your – facility safe. What we do is get you to 99.99% effective. All of those mold spores are gone, so you know your environment is now healthy to enter and live in.
So, you know, going back to the molecular scale, which is small, okay?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Say I've got mold, because mold is everywhere. Mold is all around us.
It is, always.
Let's say I've got mold on my computer screen here, and or mold spores, not really mold. They're not active yet. They're not living yet. Is this going to go over and break that mold spore down to where it can never come alive?
That's right. It makes it non-viable, not capable of living or developing. So, yes, that's exactly what it does.
Okay. And if people want to get a hold of you, how do they do that?
We have an 800 number. They can call us at 866-UR-FRESH, or you can go to our website, www.urfresh.com, and find out information all about us.
So that's 86 – hold on. I got to put my glasses on. 866-873-7374. You know one thing I've figured out about the
acronyms,
words?
Yeah.
Is my cell phone does not have those little letters underneath the numbers anymore.
That's right. 866-873-7374.
Okay. And where are you guys located at?
We are in West Des Moines on 50th and Pleasant.
Okay, so 4948 Pleasant Street.
Yep.
We always tell our listeners, you never hire anybody you can't find.
Absolutely. We're there. You'll find us there.
Well, you'd be surprised. People go out and spend $50,000 on a project, and they've never been to the shop. They've never, you know. And people do it with us, too, and it always amazes me. I mean, they're always welcome to come over, but they don't. And it amazes me.
Yeah, you can find out a lot about all of these things we've been talked about at our website. And you can learn about smoke odors and mold and pet odors and dander and allergies and bacteria. Hey, it's great for if you're expecting a new baby.
And, yeah, that's a good point. And we got to get to a break, but go to www.urfresh.com.
That's it.
And I really want to thank you for your time today,
Thank
Gary.
You, Tim. You thank you very much. And you too, Rod. Bye-bye.
All righty. Alrighty, welcome back, Iowa. You're listening to Around the House. Had a great guest, Gary Hull from Fresh Start. And you know what, Rod? I'm going to say this. I'm going to go on record. You and I were probably about the two most skeptical people that ever walked the face of the earth about this particular product. Personally, I think, you know, it sounds good.
Yeah, it does.
You know, and I can't wait to be in a home.
Yeah, you know,
after
he's been a lot of explaining on the molecular level, you know, science, building science, we talk about it a lot, but science on the molecular level, you know, it's a step above my understanding. You know, there's a lot of things that I go, you know, I believe nothing I hear and only half of what I see until it's proven to me.
You and I have both been through the mold training classes. We understand a little bit of the physical makeup of mold spores and stuff like that. So, you know, I can't say I was following everything, but at the same time, right, it makes a bit more sense.
Yes,
than it
did does,
before.
And I'm excited. I will be excited to see the process happen.
Right.
You know, like I said, there's when people come in and they say they can do things beyond what the norm of understanding is. You know, it has to be explained to you.
That's right. And, you know, he wasn't selling it as something it wasn't. And that's the problem that I have with a lot of these guys.
Yeah.
I don't want to group him in with the same class.
No, absolutely not. This is an exciting new process. I'm excited to see this new process happen.
Yeah.
It's new to Iowa. It's been around about 4 months, but it's been out in the California area, which, you know, the left coast, if anybody knows anything about that, you know, everything has some rights. Pencil on the
Even
table.
Bacteria.
Yeah, bacteria has rights. So, you know, I know that the process out there to have been using it and actually have the results that they're talking about. You know, boy, talk about testing or going past the above and beyond the testing process to have been patented in the, you know,
right.
With the process that they have in California. So
now a patent doesn't really make it a great product. You wouldn't believe some of the stuff that's patented.
Oh, no, I understand that.
We're going to get back with people on this. So we are going to find out. You know, we're gonna have this done to a house because we have access to moldy houses, believe it or not. We have access to smelly houses, sewage leaks, pet dander, all this stuff. We're going to pick a bad one.
Yeah. No, and that's what I'm excited to because, from everything that we're hearing about this, you know, it's going to be a true change. And, you know, I checked out the website. I read some of the testimonials, and, you know, they have satisfied customers. And, you know, I would we always are on the lookout for new, different. And, you know, like I said, this kind of science intrigues me. So
it does as me. You know, and we're going to get to the point, you know, where we're going to be able to either recommend it or disprove it. Right now, I'm recommending it.
Yeah, absolutely.
But believe me, if the results don't come back,
well, you know
we're going to slam Gary on the show.
Well, we told him that too. Like I said, everything that I'm hearing about it, because you're right. Your first statement was, "Am I skeptical about some of these statements that people make?" Yeah, I am. Because there's too many of them out there that can be easily disproved.
To be perfectly fair, you and I, Rod, we've had conversations about this before. We want proof.
That's
it doesn't
right.
make any difference
right.
what you're telling me. I
right.
want proof of that's what it is.
Yep.
If you tell me it's raining, I got to go to the window and I got to look outside and I got to have it proven to me that it is actually raining.
Yeah. So and Gary is excited to be able to take that
right.
bit of skepticism away from us. So
yeah,
I'm excited about that.
That fellow that came over to our office that time, and I don't know if you were sitting there or not.
Yes, I was.
He had an ozone generator, and I think we talked about this last week.
We
and he
did.
Told me that this would control moisture in a house.
Yeah. And
okay, well, how is this going to control moisture in a house? I didn't know. Well, it just does.
Yeah.
Don't come in here and tell me it just does. What the hell does that
You've entered
that
the
mean?
Belly of the beast with those kind of statements. You don't go out walk into a waterproofing company and tell them that by introducing an ozone-generating machine that somehow building science gets thrown out the window.
Right.
You
and,
know?
You know, we talk about building science so much, and you know, we're not talking
not
about sports or whatever. We're talking about building science.
Yeah,
I mean, that's how ingrained it is over there. If somebody walks through the door and something doesn't make sense, all right, fella, now you got to prove it.
Yeah,
you know,
we're going to call you on it.
Yeah, not only that, but if I can prove otherwise, I'm going to slam you on my radio show.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's just it. We want people to understand that, you know, if we're questioning it, you should question it.
Right.
You know, don't walk up and down the aisles at the National Cattle Congress and believe everything everybody's going to say in here. You have to find out for yourself. Yeah. And that's why, you know, we push 10 Commandments of Hiring a Contractor. You know, we don't want people to be taken advantage of. We, you know, because
right.
we're consumers just like you are. We give you the opportunity, if you follow the 10 steps, to have the risk level of losing money very low.
Right.
And that's our whole deal with
and,
it.
You know, I remember one time you were at a home show or some trade show somewhere, and you had a very spirited conversation with somebody that was selling ventilation systems in basements, which we talked – next week we're actually going to talk about that a little bit more.
Let's save that till next week because I think to get my mind wrapped around again the conversation that I had.
I don't want to get your blood pressure up either.
Well, you know, there's certain statements that are made out there, and you just can't fix stupid, you know, and that was one of them. So,
yeah. Sometimes, a manufacturer will come out with certain claims, and they'll be looking for dealers, and, this guy somehow buys himself a job as a dealer, and then he goes on the road with these outrageous claims, not having thought about whether or not they make sense or whether he even understands that they make sense.
Right.
And I don't look at this radio show as some kind of consumer watchdog group, because we're not.
No.
You know. However, I will say, if something is out there and it just simply isn't true, or as you refer to it as voodoo science,
yeah,
I do kind of feel like it's a little bit our job to say, hey, this guy's a little bit full of it. This product.
Maybe you should ask a few more questions. I'm not here to make decisions for people. I'm here to tell people that, the decisions that you make for yourself, make sure that you're making the right ones.
Right. And, it just never ceases to amaze me. Like I said before, people will hire a contractor for huge money, and they can't even find the guy. They wouldn't know where his shop is. They wouldn't know where his home is I can't say that I really publicize where my home is, but at the same time, I'm not afraid of it either. I live out in Elkhart.
Yeah.
Drink a beer with me, whatever. But, you know where my shop is.
Yeah.
You know the people that are working there. You can walk in there any time. And, the likelihood of us doing something that does not work out is very, very, very small.
Well, that's just it. We're not willing to hide from, the claims that we make.
Right.
Because they are based on science and based on, proven track records.
Right. So. And, I know that our guys are using their work shirts as regular shirts every day. They go to the mall. They're not afraid of somebody walking up and saying, hey, you took me off for this amount of money or something like that.
No, absolutely not. And to be honest with you, people are asking more questions once they find out who we work for, what we do for a living. There's a lot of information that we can relay, and we get business that way because it's referrals.
So, there's nothing wrong with doing the right thing.
No. Well, you don't stay in business.
16 years, going on
17 years.
I was thinking about that the other day. Soon we're going to have those little stickers on our envelopes that say 20 years in business or whatever, if I'm not too cheap to buy them. When it rolled around to 15 years, I was too cheap to buy them. It's like 20 cents a sticker. It's like, man, that's half the postage.
The way I look at it is, the story gets told no matter if you have a sticker on our envelope or not.
Right.
People are going to know who they're doing business with, and we're pride ourselves in that.
Yeah, and we're always there. 5153 Northeast 17th Street. You can come right in, and believe it or not, either myself or my brother are usually there. So if there's any problems or anything that we need to address,
it'll be handled.
It will be handled. Yeah. Believe me, and I will find out who disappointed this customer.
Yeah,
so that's not one of my favorite pastimes, but it happens.
Yeah.
We do. Well, several hundred customers a year.
Yeah, when you're responsible for over 10,000 customers in the central part of the state, we know that there's going to be, the majority of everything that we do is that would you recommend us to the next customer?
Right.
And that's our goal.
That's what I tell all of our people is if this homeowner, after we're leaving their house, doesn't feel like they can recommend us to their mother, somebody didn't do their job.
We dropped the ball somewhere and...
The measure of our success is not whether or not we come back with a check for the job.
Right.
The measure is, would you, Rod, recommend us to your elderly mother?
That's right.
Who cannot make a mistake when it comes to a waterproofing and a basement project.
Absolutely. So. That's absolutely correct. So if you're in the area around Waterloo, again, we're going to hit you up for the National Cattle Congress is going on this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Please stop in and say hi. We're going to have several people at our booths at various times. But if you're thinking about something to do this weekend,